all for one. And let us consider how we may encourage one another to love and to do good deeds, not forsaking our meeting together as believers for worship and instruction, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more faithfully as you see the day of Christ's return approaching. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 through 25. Big idea. In the beginning, the scripture points out that God's plan for humanity was for us to be together, learning together, worshiping together, praying together, and encouraging each other. Worship plays the role of bridging the gap and connecting people of all races, different backgrounds, and social status. The scriptures serve as an inspiration to Christians to initiate worshiping through corporate faith and devotion through community. But at times, this does not prove easy. We live in a society where a lack of human interaction has become the cultural norm. However, congregational worship is an essential form of worship observed in Scripture because the act of gathering and communing as one body performs an indispensable role by shaping your life, igniting your spiritual fire, and allowing you to grow in the knowledge of Christ. Through corporate worship, the power of the Holy Spirit is accessible, and as the body of Christ, our worship sings the story of the gospel. Let us pray. Lord, you are the God of all of humanity, and you did not create us to be alone. Jesus and his glory are manifested through the realization of the fact that I am not alone. God, I am thankful that I am a part of the family of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.